So my name is Jared Rollins. I am here today with Kath Adams from Aperture of Hope. And we are sitting down to talk about your involvement in the COTS Coalition and just some of your life experience and where it's taking you today. So Kath, tell me a little bit about how you got involved with the Coalition.
Well, I got involved because I saw your amazing article in the Post-Independent and I said, right on. People are stepping it up. We're starting to do something to help our Valley kids and our Valley people to be able to know that there's resources out there. There's people that can provide them help in their recovery.
How have you been getting involved with the Aperture of Hope?
The Aperture of Hope program is a program that started off with photography, creative photography outlets for kids. I created that, I would say, probably almost 4 years ago. And it's a way to bring kids out who are struggling with different life's challenges. It could be you're struggling with bullying at school, maybe getting into substance, of parent illness, and just letting them know that there's a creative outlet, a place where they can go and take pictures, but be in the environment and enjoy the beauty of nature and their surroundings. You know, whatever struggle you're going through, when you're looking through your camera, you can choose what you want and you can choose what you don't want in your photo, and such is life.
So are you teaching them like camera skills, photography skills?
What I am teaching them, it's not necessarily focused on the camera mechanics because I believe that that will come in time. It's more focusing on the present moment, capturing these images and seeing the beauty in nature. I also explore, along with the digital cameras, I also explore the pinhole cameras, which basically is just a box with film in it and a little pinhole where the light comes in and it exposes the film. And the cool thing about that is that you can't see the image that you're capturing. You just have to imagine it because there's no viewfinder and there's no instant results. And the kids love it. So we take the film to a photo lab, get it processed, and get the images back. So they actually have to wait a couple weeks.
The Aperture of Hope program is really geared towards kids and having them experience what photography is and have a creative outlet for some of these hardships that we know kids go through.
Correct.
And you mentioned, and you said including substance use.
Yes.
So why is substance use included in there for you?
Because a lot of kids struggle with that. And I have a daughter who we sent to recovery back in 2017. We took her out of high school. And the substance use continues to grow in our valley. And it's a beast. And if I can take these kids and show them the beauty of our world and getting them involved in their creative imagination, my hope and dreams are that they will use that. Actually, I had a kid that was a participant in my photo workshops, and they had mentioned to me after they had completed some of the photo workshops, they had mentioned to me, I was triggered and I had a choice where I could smoke some pot or I can grab my camera. And I chose to grab my camera. So it's just one kid at a time. And if we can continue having these stories, that will be a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned you had a daughter that was going through addiction.
Correct.
Was that in high school?
Yes. She began using different drugs when she began her high school years. It got to a point during her senior year where it really, really got bad. And we had to make that choice along with her that recovery, going to a recovery home would be a very good idea for her, or else we just felt like she wouldn't make it here.
How, as a parent, did you deal with that?
That's a good question. It was a struggle. It was a struggle. We started to see different signs. She struggled in school with developing friendships. So the turning to substance was a coping mechanism for her. And as a parent, as we started to see more and more signs show up, like the rapid weight loss, the moodiness, staying up all night, coming home late, and not coming home at all, and the people that she was surrounding herself with, we continue to ask for support systems. We just felt like we were on an island alone, and we just weren't able to find the support that we needed and able to support her.
That image of an island, I think, is very powerful. So now you have this other project or this other mission of becoming a peer.
Exactly.
And so how did that idea of being an island push you or draw you into being a peer?
So this is how it all tied in. I started the Aperture Hope with the photo workshops to help support kids who are facing life struggles. After we had put together our own intervention group to help convince my daughter to go to recovery, and that was successful, thank God, then I was diagnosed with cancer 2 weeks after we dropped her off in at the recovery home. And so we had to, that was another life situation that we had to navigate through. And from there, I had the opportunity to really see the support that you get with a cancer diagnosis to the support you get with a addiction diagnosis. And it took me, you know, we had a lot of navigating to go through. We had a lot of family situations, how to help our younger kids through this whole situation, because they were basically, you know, just hit a wall with, wow, our older sister is in a recovery home and our mom has cancer. Now what do we do? It was very scary for them. It was very scary for all of us. So about a year after, you know, my cancer diagnosis and treatment was completed, I continued to see the overwhelming amount of substance in our valley and kids getting involved in this. And that's what had driven me to continue, like, what can I do to help these kids? When we went out public with our daughter's addiction on social networking, within that week, I received 50 calls from just parents in our own Roaring Fork Valley who are facing that type of situation and who are lost. And I feel that that is a large amount of calls for our valley. And they're coming to me and they're asking me, what do I do? How do I do it? So that's what started me to realize I can reach out to people. I can walk with them. And then I looked for peer support classes. Where can I take it? Where can I get certified? And fortunately, the organization that I took the courses and where I was certified came up to our valley.
Mm-hmm. For people that don't know, what are peers?
They're people who have lived experience. So whether you're the one that had the addiction and you're in recovery or you're sober, or whether you're the one, like in my case, a parent of a loved one, a parent of a child that has the addiction, you can become peer supports. And what we do is we walk side by side with somebody in recovery and help them through the steps. We do a whole health wellness, and we provide them with, we're a resource broker. We provide them with spiritual resources, emotional resources, physical resources, as far as, you know, getting out and participating in, you know, gyms or going for hikes or different groups that you can do with that. I actually was on the Roaring Fork Women's Triathlon team this year, and that was a great experience. And connecting people with their spiritual, holistic, housing if they need that, and actually even grief counseling, which my daughter, who is in recovery now, has suggested. And we also know these resources. I go and meet with them, and I talk with them, and I let them know what I'm doing and share my passion with them. So I know who they are before I refer them.
So as a peer, you truly are just, you're walking with these people through an experience that you've already walked through.
Correct.
And then lending that expertise to their experience.
Yeah, I'm offering my lived experience and helping them and guiding them so they know that they're not alone. Mm-hmm. It's easy as a parent to not take care of yourself when your child has an active addiction or in recovery, and you need to take care of yourself, and that's really difficult. So my whole thing, even behind my workshops and behind my peer support, is movement, is to get outside, is to exercise. So we will go on a walk together, we'll go on a hike together, and enjoy our surroundings and just have a really good conversation and help find out, what are your needs? What do you want to do now? Okay, well, let's make that happen. Is someone there walking side by side, and that's what we need.
Mm-hmm. As someone who's has the Aperture of Hope, those workshops with photography, is doing a peer job.
Peer support.
A peer support specialist.
Yes.
And you have that lived experience. What's something that you would want, whether it's a parent or somebody that's going through recovery, what is something you would want them to know about addiction or recovery?
It's a very long road, a very long road. Addiction is a disease. My first thought was, when we sent our daughter into recovery, it was a 15-month program, is that great, 15 months and she's going to be fine and life is going to be great. But no, it's recovery is a part of your life. And I also want people to know, reach out to people, help yourself. And that's why I feel that peer support, and it's growing in our valley, is a great way for people who are going through this to reach out to peers who have that experience and can help guide you in your journey.
If somebody wanted to complete a photo workshop with Aperture of Hope, how would they get in touch with you?
What I do right now is, actually, I do have my website is apertureofhope.com, or they can reach me at 970-948-3621. I also work with many different therapists in our valley, where I do get referrals for kids as far as a creative outlet, photography. I work alongside with family resource centers, the prevention specialists at the schools, the school therapist, and I do my best to get my name out there to let people know that there is support. And I reach out to people like you. You guys have really helped out a lot. So,
is there anything you feel like you want to, that we didn't cover, that you would like to add?
I think that really what helped me get through this, and actually, you know, we're always going through it, is never give up on hope. You know, hope is there. Even when you don't see hope, even when you feel like hope is just sliding out of your hands, it's there. And there's people out there that will walk with you. There's people out there that will be, you know, walk side by side. And there's resources out there. So just reach out. If you feel like your child or young adult, if you're starting to feel like, hey, they may be getting into some drugs, substance, reach out. You know, this is the time to do that.
Thank you, Kath. Thanks for talking about Aperture of Hope and your peer specialist program that you're working on here, and taking the time to talk with me.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, and I really appreciate what you're doing for our valley.